Good morning, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 a.m. We're going to be talking with the founder and curator of the Mustard Museum up in Middleton, Wisconsin. The very cool Barry Levinson is going to be joining us to talk about some cool stuff. And he's also featured on a Mental Floss list of 9 bizarre food museums. We are also, after we talk with Barry, after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about those food museums. And we're also going to unveil the video games that made it into the Video Game Hall of Fame. And we'll talk video games in general as well. Okay, National Teachers Day to celebrate and remember some teachers that made an impact on us. And if you want to jump in with your stories that involve your favorite teachers or lessons that you learned, or just want to give a shout out to a teacher, today is the day to do that, and we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And we'll probably go through these, you know, do some shout outs throughout the entire show all the way up until 5 a.m. So if you want to jump in a little bit later on, if you want to text us at any time, I'll be reading, you know, some of the stories and some of the texts throughout the morning, just celebrating teachers. So, Dan, who would you like to, besides your family members, who made an impact on you as a
Yeah. Sister Ann, in grade school, very important teacher, you know, one of those people who just instilled just passion and drive and fun into every class she taught. And I still see her a lot. And so that's always kind of nice. But
yeah.
A special shout out to each of my 4 high school English teachers, Mr. Rary, Miss Van Dermy, Mr. Mulcrone, and Mr. Peterson. Each of them, I have like a defining moment that I remember in their class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say that for every class. You've been to several classes that just kind of came and went and you don't think about. But in each one of their instances, either it was a book they gave me or a book they assigned me or something they showed or
yeah.
something that happened that all made us all laugh. So those 4, you know, stick out definitely
yeah.
from high school.
Okay, that's cool, man. What about you, Esmeralda? Do you have any teachers that stood out for you?
In high school, I had a photography teacher.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Mr. Prendergast. And I just remember it was a very interesting class because, one, we were taking pictures and developing them
in high school.
Yeah,
that's cool.
They had a dark room, so
that's
and that
cool.
was his class, and we got to do a bunch of other stuff besides that. Well, we also got to build a camera, which I thought was neat.
Wow,
one of those pinhole cameras.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he had he would let kids do this, and I never got into it, but I thought it was neat that he allowed this. But you could screen print shirts. He had one of those machines that made like stickers, like decal stuff for
yeah.
cars and things like that. And he would kind of use this for free labor.
yeah.
He also was like, yeah, if you want to do stuff with this, be my guest, do it.
Yeah.
I even made that. So I have that stupid monkey's mouse pad. I made that in his class.
Oh, I see.
And it was a thing. He's like, yeah, do what you like. And it was just neat that you could experiment and do all this other
that sounds
stuff
cool.
that you don't normally do in class.
Do you know where he is now? Is he still teaching?
I think he might still be teaching. I'm not
yeah.
quite sure.
That's really cool, though. But in high school, because, I mean, I took a photography class at Columbia, but that was in college. I didn't have, you know, we didn't have a dark room or anything in the high school I went to.
Yeah, we
That's
had
cool.
a little tiny dark room.
Very cool.
So I thought that was cool. And just, you know, him letting you kind of do what you please.
Yeah. That's awesome. 773 area code says, shout out to my wife, Megan Carr. I know Megan. Megan Carr, teacher for the past 7 years. Megan Carr was also a stage manager years ago, and I worked on 2 shows with Megan Carr as she was my stage manager. Yelled at me a lot to get back to the back of the house and stuff. And she was an awesome stage manager, and I'm sure she makes an awesome teacher. So I always wanted to bring up my favorite teacher, Ann Rundio, Miss Rundio. She still teaches, as far as I know, she still teaches. Well, she's not going to be teaching at Luther North for longer because they're closing Luther North. My high school is closing next month. But she taught there for many years. I mean, obviously, I went there I graduated 34 years ago. So this has been a long time. She's been there for a very long time. She was one of my English teachers. She taught composition and writing. And she was the toughest teacher I've ever had, and I hated her in high school. I hated her. And I've told her this to her face. But then after I graduated and, you know, realized the impact that she had on me, she challenged me to be the best that I could. She was a really, really hard teacher. I realized she was the best teacher I've ever had. And, you know, I ended up, you know, writing a bunch of plays that got, you know, that got produced, and wrote a bunch of other stuff, including – you know, movie reviews for a while. I wrote for The Reader, and I wrote for New City movie reviews and things like that. And it all goes back to what I learned from Miss Rundio. So Ann Rundio is the best teacher I've ever had. And I went back to speak at my high school. And to the graduating class, I think this was like in 2007 or 2006 or something, they asked me to come back. So I spoke to them and I said, how many people have Miss Rundio or had Miss Rundio? And the whole graduating class, a whole bunch of people raised their hand. And I said, she's tough, isn't she? And everybody was like, yeah, they all started laughing. There was this sort of like giggle that we all shared because we know once you have Miss Rundio, you never forget it. And about the experience and what she taught you and how challenging and how tough she was. I just remember getting my papers back and in the margin, all that red ink, all the notes and the red ink that she would write in the margins, and I would just get – I would go nuts. But and I also want to mention Miss Nagel, my eighth grade teacher, who gave me a copy – I've talked about this last week – gave me a copy of Robert Cormier's book, The Chocolate War, which was a book that really sort of changed my viewpoint. So those are two teachers that I love to get a shout out to. And throughout the course of the morning, we'll read your shout outs to teachers. It's National Teacher Day, and we want to appreciate them. And here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
I want to shout out my grade school teacher, Gloria Miss Gloria Moyer.
Okay.
She was my resource teacher back in Otis.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one that was in charge of beeper baseball, softball for the visually impaired. And there was one rule in our vision room, and that was if you're in her classroom, you have to be a Bears fan. She was really obsessed with football.
Oh, that's great. Okay, one more time. What's her name again?
Gloria Moyer. She won the Golden Apple Award. I don't remember what the year was,
though. Okay. All right, good for her. Thank you, Jasmine.
Good night.
Okay, take care. Boy, Jasmine stays up late. It's a school night. All right, we're going to break here. And we'll talk throughout the morning. Again, we'll shout out to some teachers on National Teacher Day. Barry Levinson is going to join us after the news, and he is the curator and the founder of the Mustard Museum in Wisconsin.